All right, we'll continue with Stanford coach David Shaw, and the Cardinal are at Arizona State on Saturday. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And your first question comes from the line of Doug Holler, Arizona Republic.
David, what kind of challenges does a receiver like Jalen Strong create for you guys?
Well, the two biggest things about Jalen is, number one, it's just his size. He's big and he's strong and he's physical. The other thing about him is his uncanny ability to make difficult catches. I mean, acrobatic catches, catches with guys draped on his back, double coverage. They do a phenomenal job of throwing the back shoulder fade with him. It's almost unstoppable. Because even if you don't throw it in the perfect spot, he just swallows it up with his big hands. So he's tough in the regular field. He's really tough in the red zone. He's a matchup issue for us.
And also, just on film, how different does that offense look with Mike Birkovici at quarterback instead of Taylor Kelly?
It looks a little different. You know, I think Taylor Kelly ran a little bit more, and but you know, after watching this kid throw for 500 yards, I'd hate to say that it's not as good, because it's just as explosive. You know, they've got versatility coming out of the backfield. They've got big physical receivers that can make plays down the field also for him. So he's doing a good job orchestrating the offense.
Thanks, David.
Your next question comes from the line of Kevin Gimble, ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. The in conference games, the road team is 14-4. It's a pretty slanted stat. You know, you guys are one of the few teams that's won a home game. You've also lost a home game in conference. Any explanation as to why the home teams have struggled so much, or why the road team has had so much success?
It's a crazy year in the Pac-12. I mean, it's just shaping up that way. It's hard to explain it any other way. Every single week is tough. Every game is hard. You know, and you want to say it's tough to win on the road, and then the road teams are winning and in crazy fashion. So everything's up for grabs this year.
And then second question, there's so much talk about the quarterbacks heading into the season and a lot of preseason hype. Kind of halfway through, you know, you've got a chance to see Kessler and you saw Connor. I'm sure you've seen film on the other guys. What's your assessment of the quarterback play halfway through?
I think there are a lot of factors that maybe have led to the I don't know what else to call it. Maybe there've been some injury factors. I think you've got some really good quarterbacks that are playing with new offensive lines. And it's some injuries on the offensive line, so maybe you don't see the greatness of some of these guys. But the bottom line is, there's still a lot of dangerous quarterbacks in this conference, and any given day, any one of them can get hot.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Thanks, Coach.
Sure.
Your next question comes from the line of Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, David, I'm writing about offensive line play nationally, and it seems like it's been a bit of a challenge around the country this year. I was just wondering, how hard is it to maintain an elite-level offensive line year after year?
Oh, it's really hard. It's really hard. And, you know, we've been as good as anybody over the last few years. You know, and this year with four new starters, four talented new starters, but four new starters nonetheless, we haven't been as clean as we're used to. We haven't been as consistent as we're used to. We haven't been as effective as we're used to. And I think it always, in college football, it always goes in ebbs and flows, because you never know what graduation is going to do to you, especially if you got a couple guys that have a fifth year that don't take it, that leave early. You know, so you're constantly in, I wouldn't say rebuilding mode, but fine-tuning mode. And every once in a while, you might get a year or two of guys that are just great as an entire unit, and then graduation sets you back. But I think as long as you have a philosophy of recruiting the right types of guys, and then a philosophy of training them, you know, eventually you build back to where you were before.
Is the depth issue even harder at that spot too? The defensive line, you can rotate 9, 10 guys. Offensive line, you don't see as many you know, huge rotations. Is that so? Guys aren't in as much. Is that a factor as well?
I think so. We're still trying to do that. We're still playing seven offensive linemen a game to get those guys experience in case there's an injury and they do have to come in, or you know, when if graduation or the draft gets us again, we at least have some guys in the program that have played and been in games.
Thanks, David.
Sure.
And your next question comes from the line of Phil Shaw, KoogFan.com.
Yeah, David, I was just wondering, going back to Friday, where you thought Washington State challenged you guys the most?
Well, I know we kept them under 300 yards, just barely. But we did hit the quarterback, and we sacked him four times. The ball still gets out of his hands so fast. And, you know, there's some fourth and shorts where we felt like we had tight coverage, but the ball got there before our guys could. And, you know, the throw he made for the touchdown, the last touchdown, there's no defense for that. And so you're talking about a great quarterback that as much as we hit him, he didn't get rattled. He played hard. He got the ball out of his hands. He didn't turn it over. Actually, there was one turnover when the receivers kind of both stopped their routes. But, you know, it starts with Connor Halliday because he is that good. And then defensively, they got two sacks on us. They pressured our quarterback quite a few times, forced him into a couple of errant throws because they're a physical group up front.
Thanks, David.
Your next question comes from the line of Bud Withers, Seattle Times.
David, the league is obviously going to have a new coordinator of officials going forward at some point here. I was just wondering, is there anything about the system of either you know, bringing new guys into the league or of reviewing officials that you would like to see tweaked?
I just think it's constant, and it's just like it's constant in the NFL. And every year you're going to have renewed emphasis based on what's happened in the past. And this year there was one of the renewed emphasis was on pass interference. So I think we're all still trying to get an idea of, okay, what's going to be called, what's not going to be called. And that's to me, that's the biggest constant communication we have about the officiating going forward. But it's an imperfect game played by imperfect people, coached by imperfect people, and officiated by imperfect people. But I think that there's constant communication on exactly how things are going to be called, first and foremost, for us as coaches, so we can coach our guys on what to do and what not to do.
And in terms of reviewing officials or reviewing a game or whatever, what's in place now? Do you have a routine whereby you rate the performance or anything, or is it, if you have feedback, is it just, hey, I'm going to call the conference office?
We have a process by which we can communicate on calls that we would love to get clarification on, and that's been pretty consistent throughout the years.
Hmm. Thank you.
Sure.
We got time for one more question.
Your next question comes from the line of Taylor Lockman, Fox Sports, Arizona.
David, you mentioned ASU's explosiveness on offense, and seeing that twice up close last year, what things did you feel like your defense did right to contain that or at least neutralize it to a degree?
Well, I think we have to be multiple in our fronts and in our coverages and try to have some disguise factor in what we do, and not just line up and play the same thing over and over again. We got to have some movement. We have to be able to, mix it up and still maintain our rush lanes and still maintain our run lanes, run gaps so that we can be efficient. That's the biggest thing is not getting caught out of position with the tempo, with the rotating players, with a running back that can line up anywhere, and DJ Foster. You know, we have to make sure that we get our feet set, that we know the call, that we know what we're doing, and have a chance to keep those guys in front of us.
Thanks.
Sure.
All right, that'll do it for you, David. Thanks for your time today, and good luck on Saturday.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you.